President Obama is flying to Portland, Oregon today for a Democratic fundraiser, and tomorrow morning he'll go to nearby Beaverton to visit Nike headquarters. While he's there, the president will highlight the upsides of having U.S. companies gain greater access to Asian markets, and he hopes bolster support for the proposed 12-nation Trans-Pacific Trade Pact. But protesters will be outside the fundraiser tonight and at Nike tomorrow, arguing that the trade deal would just ship jobs away. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is with us from Washington with more. And Marilyn, why did the president pick Nike to talk about this?
Well, because Nike's a very successful company. It's really global. In fact, it's the world's number one shoe and apparel company. And it's got these deep ties to Japan. You know, it actually began as a distributor for a Japanese shoemaker, and then it became this big retailer of shoes in Japan. So there's Oregon. It's on the, you know, faces the Pacific Ocean. The Nike campus is as good a place as any, Obama must have figured, to talk about these close business relationships between the United States and Japan. And he wants to build support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's that trade deal that would involve the United States, Japan, and 10 other countries.
But Nike has some image problems as well among some people, and there are protesters out there, as we said. What are they saying?
Well, they see it very differently. The protesters really oppose this whole trade deal, and they say going to Nike is the exact wrong place in that it underscores everything that's been wrong with global trade. Back when Nike was first founded in 1964, lots of Americans made shoes. In fact, you know, for you folks up there in Boston, the shoe business went all the way back into the 1600s. So there's hundreds of years of experience of making shoes in this country. But in the 1970s, Nike started using these subcontractors in Asia, you know, places like Taiwan and South Korea and so forth. So the people who are against the president's stance, they are using this whole trade deal as kind of a jumping off point to talk about income inequality. When they look at Nike, what they see is big profits for shareholders, terrific jobs for people who have college degrees, but they don't see factory jobs for just plain old regular Americans. So, you know, they see this foreign competition is driving down wages. It encourages other companies to take on that kind of business model of shipping jobs overseas. And they think that this trade deal would be rewarding the very company that basically reshaped the manufacturing landscape for the shoe industry. About 98% of our shoes come from overseas now.
But the president knows about all this controversy. Why would he take the risk of bringing this up?
A lot of people do think it's not a great idea for him to do this, but you could argue that, you know, if the president wants to make the point that this is how we do business in the 21st century, you look at companies like Nike, Apple, Cisco, they take this global approach, and the president would argue that you have to recognize that shoe manufacturing is not coming back to the United States, so we have to focus on how U.S.-designed products can be sold in markets around the country.
So, Marilyn, what's going on with this in the Senate? When is this trade bill going to actually get through, or is it?
Well, it's a very complicated situation because to finish the trade deal, the president first needs something called fast-track authority.
Right.
That could be debated as soon as next week in the Senate. Very unclear how it's all going to shape up. Still lots of arguments to be made on both sides.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax joining us from Washington. Marilyn, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.